Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Tuning in. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another edition of Rockin' the Suburbs. That's what this podcast is, and we appreciate all those who listen, whether it's every day or every now and then. Today we're going to have a couple more entries in our series, What Was the First Album I Bought with My Own Money? I think we may have to change the title because, as you'll hear today, and we've heard in the past, it hasn't always been an album. So maybe it should be, What Was the First Music I Bought with My Own Money? Might cover things a little bit better. But today we're going to have two calls and two voices we haven't heard from in a little bit. So it's nice, very nice to get them back on the Rock in the Suburbs airwaves. I want to remind everyone, you can always call in with your own picks in this series and anything else you hear on this podcast. If you want to respond, definitely do that. The listeners and their reactions are often the lifeblood of this program, so we really appreciate that, of course. All right, I'm going to head over to the tape player here. I've got these two threaded up. I'm going to play these calls for you, and here we go.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Jesse Jackson from Dallas, Texas. My first album I bought with my own money was an 8-track. It was Elton John's Greatest Hits. It must have been sometime in early 1975. I had a little portable 8-track player with one speaker that it kind of held. It looked like almost like a purse, just a little, I think it was green, but you put in the 8-track and it played. And Elton John's Greatest Hits, not a Springsteen album, which you would think. Thanks. I'm looking forward to this series. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, underappreciated interns. This is Scott from KC, returning from a brief hiatus. When you mentioned what is the first record you've ever bought or first bit of music you bought, okay, my ears peaked up because not only do I have interesting first records, but I'm going to challenge everybody with the most embarrassing. First of all, the first 45 I ever bought with my hard-earned money was the 45 of Billy Don't Be a Hero by Bull Donaldson and the Haywoods. And I followed that up by an even better buy. I bought Donna Fargo's Happiest Girl in the USA. Okay, top that. I am a true music aficionado. Again, this is Scott Eisen from the suburbs of Kansas City, the thriving metropolis of Raymore, Missouri. I hope everybody had fun in Chicago. Bye.
So nice to hear from Jesse and Scott, for sure. It's been a while since we have heard from them. Scott from KC, good to hear from you, sir. And Jesse, of course, doing great work down there in Texas. If anyone wants to call in and talk about the first music you bought with your own money, you can do that. You can call our Suburban Party line, as Scott and Jesse did. It's 612-440-1984. And you can also record a voice memo. Just pull out your phone, talk in there, attach it to an email. Send that email to rock@suburbspod.com. And you can always find us out there on the social medias, too. Give us a follow. Give us a like. And I want to tell people, as you hear this episode, Suburbs Fest is kicking off. Suburbs Fest 2, Suburbs Fest 2022 in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And we are going to be bringing you updates on that. If you want to tune into Suburbs Radio this evening, as if you hear this on Thursday the 29th, you can do so and just go to suburbsradio.com and it'll start playing there, or you can get our app from the App Store or the Google Play Store and tune in. We're going to broadcast the Hootenanny live open mic night, night one, and going to broadcast night two and night three as well. Right there on Suburbs Radio. So make sure to tune in there for all the fest action updates. And then that is about it. We've got an episode tomorrow that's going to be a little bit of a brain teaser for you. We want to get you thinking about a new topic. And we've got a caller who brought this up. I think it's a cool idea. And I'm going to chip in as well with a thing or two. And hopefully that'll get your guys' thinking caps working for the weekend. Until then, I'm Patrick Foster on behalf of Jim Linehan. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, top that.